Chances are you have Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill's autograph in your pocket, but soon the lower right-hand corner of every new bill will bear a new signature. President Bush has nominated John Snow, president and CEO of the transportation conglomerate CSX, to replace O'Neill as Treasury Secretary. Getting a new name on paper currency is John Ferguson's job. He's director of the Bureau of Engraving and Printing here in Washington. Before Ferguson can go to work, however, Snow will have to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate.
After that, it usually takes us somewhere around 60 to 90 days to re-engrave plates, get those on the press, and start to churn out the new notes.
So even if the Senate gets to work quickly in January, we're looking at the end of March, maybe even April before we see Mr. Snow's name.
Yes, I would say it'll be sometime this spring.
How many bills have Paul O'Neill's name on them?
I would say it is in the neighborhood of 14 to 15 billion.
And how does that compare with other new Treasury secretaries?
It's certainly a lot compared to those prior to the 1980s or so, because the currency orders in those days were so much smaller that it took a number of years. But we average somewhere between 7 and 9 billion notes a year. So obviously a secretary who would be in office for 3 or 4 or 5 years would have more notes with their signature on them.
I just took a look into my wallet. I have 10 bills signed by Paul O'Neill. I have 8 signed by Lawrence Summers, who didn't serve all that long.
Well, the fortunate thing is that you have that many bills.
I know. I'm flush this week.
Well, we're glad to see you use our product.
I've got 7 bills by Robert Rubin.
Yeah, Robert Rubin was secretary for a number of years, so there were a number of those. Depending on denomination, currency lasts anywhere from 2 years to about 8 years in circulation on average. So some of the higher denomination bills will be out there for quite a while. You'll see a Rubin note. You don't see very many Benson notes, which preceded Secretary Rubin, so those are starting to get out of circulation completely.
When the new Treasury Secretary is approved by the Senate, how do you get his signature?
He or she will be provided a blank piece of paper with suggested spacing, so little blocks on there that give us about the right spacing of height and length, and asked to sign their name a minimum of 5 times. Sometimes they sign it more. And then look over those signatures, select the one that they feel represents their signature the best. After we have that, we turn that over to an engraver who will basically copy it into steel so that we can engrave it in the plates.
Has to be legible.
It's up to them. it's their signature. They need to feel comfortable with it. That's the requirement.
I wonder if this is part of the vetting process. Let's see how you sign your name.
I don't believe so, but you never know.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome, Bob.
John Ferguson is the director of the Bureau of Engraving and Printing.